there will be restricted hours of operation, 0700 to 1900, and many, many stations receiving no service whatsoever. Now, this has happened in previous strike days. We will then have disruption on the Thursday, where there'll be a late and disrupted startup on the Thursday, and then we're back into strike action again on the Friday and the Saturday. So please plan your journeys in advance. Only travel if absolutely necessary from Tuesday onwards next week. Check out our website for the impact on your individual journeys, because it is not just Southeastern Network that is disrupted. This is, you know, there are UK-wide, there are some disruptions across all routes. So please check what it means for your journey. And if you've bought a ticket, please check out our website so you can get the details on how to get a refund.
Is it a bit frustrating, Scott, that you're just bringing in this new timetable and you don't really get a chance to test it out properly in the first week?
Absolutely. You know, we've worked hard and tirelessly to try and give the right timetable that delivers the right balance of capacity where people are now travelling with us. And absolutely, Mondays, we already know that Mondays generally carries about 20% less passengers than Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays. So we won't be able to see what this, you know, how these changes have really delivered in the first week of operation. But, you know, we will continue to monitor this timetable. It's our most recent timetable. It's not our final timetable. We're going to have to keep adapting as passenger travel habits change. So yeah, it's going to take us longer to understand and review this timetable because of the industrial action.
Absolutely. You mentioned there for everyone to check before they travel, but I should think for people wanting to go on maybe some festive day trips up to London and things, it is a bit of a frustrating time for them, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. But you know, the thing that we want is to make sure that people make informed choices. So, you know, doing interviews like this is to make sure that people check, don't plan a day, that then find out on the day that they've got to travel home early and ruin their day. So, you know, we want people to avoid the disruption if we at all can.
You mentioned there's only one day in between the 4 days of strike action next week where there won't be walkouts, but you say services will still be extremely disrupted on that day.
Yes, I would expect a late start-up because the Network Rail signalers don't come into work. The next shift starts at 7 o'clock in the morning, and it's only at that point we can start to get our trains out of the sidings and the depots and get them into service. And that mobilisation takes a significant amount of time. So we would expect, you know, so if people can travel a bit later on that day, because there will be disruption in the morning.